Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the new book, Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Jeffrey, I know you've got some important things on your mind, but before we get into your good stuff, I want to give the audience a heads up. Something I just learned. Microsoft has announced that there is a bug or a flaw in their operating system, their Windows operating system. I don't know yet if it's all of the systems, you know, 98, 2000 XP. I don't know about that. But listen up, folks. If you have the Windows operating system, you need to go to Microsoft's website,
Microsoft.com.
Microsoft.com. You might be able to get there at MSN.com too, but Microsoft.com, and find out there's a patch that they will give you for free. You can download it for free. This patch will prevent hackers from being able to get into your computer. Typically, Jeffrey, as you know, a lot of larger organizations, and in my office, I'm not a large organization, but since we have a network, we have a couple of we have sort of a belt and suspenders firewall. We have a mechanical and a software firewall, which is supposed to keep the hackers out. But if you're just hooked up at home on a regular DSL modem or a cable modem, then without a firewall, the hackers can get in. And apparently, they've discovered a flaw in the system that makes it easier. And they think that hackers may be able to get in a little easier over the next few months. So there's a patch that they will give you.
Well, it's an interesting point you bring up, Jim, because a lot of people buy a computer or buy, you know, either have someone build them a computer or they buy a computer or whatever the case may be, and they think, that's it, I never have to do anything. Mm-hmm. Where going to the Microsoft site and looking at what patches, security patches and updates they have available is just good business, because A, they're free, B, they can speed up the operating system or the software, maybe something for Office. It's usually something for like Outlook Express or Internet Explorer or the Windows operating system itself. But it can be something that is productive or functional in the sense of it helps helps the system work better. Mm-hmm. Or it can be something that's a matter of safety and security, that it helps keep people out. So going to the website, Microsoft website, every few months and looking at what patches or updates or upgrades may be available is just good business anyway. So when Jim tells you on the air that there may be something out there, you can feel confident that you've been secure, but you now need to, it's just a reminder to go back and check again to see what's out there.
Well, and it's not like, apparently, folks, it's not like, you know, you have to do this in the next 30 minutes or anything. I don't think they're concerned. Apparently, it's just a heads up on something they're concerned about that could happen in the next, few weeks or few months. But anyway, there's a new thing that you're going to be hearing more about, but I wanted to make sure that I told you in case you didn't hear it later on. Jeffrey, what you got on your mind today?
Well, let me make one offer. I wrote an article about patches and security, and I will post it to my website, chiefhomeofficer.com, when we're done with this conversation. So if people go to the website by about 8 o'clock Eastern time today, mm-hmm. it'll be on my Home Office Success Stories page. So if they go there, they can see it. And again, it's chiefhomeofficer.com. I'll post the article. It gives them an update on how to update and how to patch their operating system.
Thank you, Jeff. And, you know, talking about niches, and this isn't necessarily what you were talking about, but this looks to me like a great small home-based business would be for people who are technologically capable. I mean, I couldn't do it because I don't know that much about this. But there are people out there who could literally make themselves available to everyone with a PC, and for, say, $35, you know, they would come to your house or go to your or go to your business for $35 per machine, let's say.
Right.
And just get all the patches, make sure your machine's up to date, make sure that you've got the proper virus software on it, make sure you don't have any complications. I mean, and say that's for the first hour.
Right.
And now $35 an hour is not a lot of money. Believe it or not, folks, when you're a consultant, you're working on your own, that's not a lot of money. But, you know, Jeff, if you can line those up one after the other, you know, you ought to be able to get five or six in a day.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I just did an article recently about a gentleman who found his niche as he's a computer consultant. And, you know, being a general computer consultant to all people, being all things to all people, was not very profitable in the sense that he didn't, you know, he had to market heavy against every other general computer consultant out there. But one day he's sitting with an older gent who he's talking, you know, just giving hands-on tutorial. And the guy picked up his phone, and the customer picked up his phone and called two of his other older friends, senior friends. Said, I got a guy here who's teaching me how to run the computer. I finally understand this. Mm-hmm. Now the guy runs a business where he's doing 10 to 20 visits a day at anywhere between $30 to $50 a pop,
yeah, mm-hmm,
to teach people how to run, teach seniors how to run their computers.
Right.
And you were speaking about challenges and opportunities and problems before the break. I think this is one of those ways to see, you know, life has dealt lemons, where you're computer tech in a hard area, you know, in a competitive market. You know, this is a way to see the opportunity out of that. And if it's talking about safety and security for your operating system, that most people will be blind and scared, this is a way to make customers, make friends, make allies who come to trust you and to believe that you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can turn them into recurring customers. You create some sort of marketing outreach on a regular basis. You
don't forget
to get
referrals.
And exactly, they'll pass along your name. It really becomes a wonderful way to build a business where there previously was a small business, a growing business, a challenging business. You know, if you find that niche that you can capitalize on, it's really a wonderful way to go.
Well, see, that's what's so cool about the 21st century marketplace, Jeff, and that is that there are so many niches opening up, or niches, you say. You say tomato, I say tomato.
And, there you go.
And there's so many out there, and many of them have never existed. I mean, literally, there are things out. Believe it or not, you know, I've heard people say, "Well, what? There's nothing left to do. Everybody's already done everything." Well, you know what? That might have, you know, maybe you could have said that 10 years ago. You're not nearly as close to that now as you would have been even 10 years ago. There are all kinds of new things opening up out there, and so keep your eyes open. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about what Jeff wants to talk about. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after, 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. Jeffrey Zavar's book is called Teleworking and Telecommuting, and you can actually find a number of Jeffrey's books that he's written at any of the online bookstores, or you can ask for him at your store, at your bookstores, your local stores, and his last name is spelled Z-B-A-R, Jeffrey D. Zavar. Jeff, give us your website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right. We got time to talk about difficult customers?
Difficult customers, the ones we don't want around anymore. I'm doing an article for the Sun Sentinel. Any of your listeners who might be in South Florida, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties, they can email me as well and send me their difficult customers, because I'm still looking for them. But customers that are unprofitable, customers that take too much of our time, effort, resources, energy, calling with nagging questions that we've already answered, that are low volume, not just low volume, because we all like all our, you know, good customers who are low volume are okay, but they're low volume and they're a pain, unprofitable.
We fire those guys.
One person called them tapeworms. that was in a book, and another book calls them demon customers. And I've seen a lot of ink out there about them recently, where they're just, you know, they are just not they're more hassle than they're worth. And obviously in this economy, we want to keep all the best customers we can. But if the 80-20 rule applies, 20% of your customers are going to, you're going to derive 80% of your income or business from them, your revenues from them. Some of those other 80% are just dead weight. And you have to be able to determine, are they strategically important? Are they paying on time? Are they not calling me with nagging, hassling
questions? Do they ever give you any referrals? Do they help you get other business? See, that's another thing. You know, I've had people like that, Jeff, that were real pains, but for some reason, they were my champion.
Right.
And they
right.
would tell people about me.
Right.
And so you know what I do with those people? I charge them. When I was a consultant, when I was a full-time consultant, I would charge them an aggravation factor.
Right.
And there was at least one, if not two, of those people who knew I was doing it.
Right.
They knew they were difficult. And I'd say, you know what? I'm charging you an aggravation factor. And they
laugh it off.
Yeah.
Well, because like I was saying.
I decided a long, long time ago that I wasn't going to discriminate against anybody. I was going to give everybody the maximum opportunity to do business with me. It's just that I can change my price if I want to.
Right.
Now, if you sell, now here's the thing. If you sell a commodity, if you sell something that everybody and his dog knows how much something is supposed to be, I was selling my personal time. And so I got to sell whatever, sell it for whatever I wanted to. But if you sell something else, if you sell wire or tires or cars or something like that, you can't do that. And so then when you're in those situations, that's when you say, you know what, why don't you just go down the street?
Right, right. It's something you got to be cautious about, because as you just sort of intimated, sometimes it's just a person's character that they may want hand-holding or they may call a lot. And you may just have to say, look, you know what, you can't call. That happened to me with my tech guy. I would call him every couple of weeks and say, okay, can we change this on my website or that on my website? And eventually, I mean, after a couple of years, he said, look, you know, you have to bundle them and call me once with, like, a bunch, because
so
I'm going to start to charge
you. You were a difficult customer?
He didn't ditch me. He nudged me in the right direction, which is part of the issue. I mean, you don't want to call them and say, I cannot work with you anymore.
Right.
You want to call and resolve it, because, A, you don't – if they ever are in a position to refer, you want to get that referral.
Right.
B, you know, ditching a client certainly is going to lead to bad blood. They're not going to be happy with you saying, I can't work with you anymore.
It's going to be your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing they do, you know, they'll never see it that way. But see, if you explain it and say, look, you know, I need you to work with me. You know, call me every other week with an issue, or email me with something or whatever, you know, whatever works best for your model. Talk to them about it and see how you can work it out. And that's what he did. And now, A, I don't bug him as much. We still call and chat. But, B, I think it probably frees up his time.
I sure am glad you didn't get fired, Jeffrey.
That would have been really ugly.
Fire you as a customer. Well, the thing is, I just think the best way to do it is to let the business relationship handle the problem. And,
right.
And the business relationship is, you know, here's when I'm available, or you know, I'm going to have to charge you for more time, or my rates have gone up, and whatever, and that's one way to solve the problem and to keep the person, and sometimes, you know, if you raise your rates, sometimes people actually that actually becomes a little bit of a snob appeal.
Right.
You never know.
You never know, and you never know what drives people, what motivates them, what makes them think, this is something good, this is something bad, this is something indifferent, but it's more than anything, it frees you up. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's important, is that you make sure that you're operating at peak efficiency and that, or as near as possible, and that you don't have people dragging you down, which would be mm-hmm. bum clients who, you know, may be good people, but they just don't fit with the way you're trying to work.
Absolutely. Jeffrey, give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, and that article is up.
Yeah, oh, good. Thank you. And that's he's amazing, folks. He does it while we're on the show. It's the article on the patches that we were talking about earlier.
Go to chiefhomeofficer.com, and then up at the top, you'll see Home Office Success Stories. Click on that link, and the article is there.
This is not to help you with it. This is not to get you the patch. This is just to help you understand what they are. You still need to go to Microsoft.com and get that. Thanks,
exactly.
Jeffrey. See you next time.
It was great, Jim. Thank you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm just beginning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.